This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines. Make no mistake.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother! Tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not
to. Man, I tell you, the globalists are really jumping the shark here, but it means they're going for broke. They wouldn't be engaged in censorship at this level on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, of the president's son, of the president himself, of Jack Posobiec, Mike Cernovich, everybody else, if they weren't meaning to go for broke. And they're saying, don't worry, a big event's coming. We're going to remove the president. It's going to be sudden. And our sources have talked to the folks in Congress and others. They say, no, it's going to be violent. It's going to be physical. And then we're just sitting here watching them get ready. It's crazy. Jack Posobiec, what is your word you're getting in D.C. on this? Clearly, they're isolating the president ahead of this. What is your take, your view, your intel, your gut level on the situation right now?
Well, there's two levels right now, and it seems that both are fighting over the culprit in the current state being H.R. McMaster. So he's being one of the highest level plants the deep state has had in there. And make no mistake, that's essentially what he is. When they got rid of Flynn, they made sure to get their man in, and it was H.R. McMaster. We have now seen him purging Trump loyalists up and down. Now, I'm hearing different things from different people. I'm hearing some people saying that H.R. McMaster's welcome has been worn out and he's on, you know, he might be looking at a promotion and maybe moving out of the White House. I'm also hearing that he's going to stay. He's been told by members of the administration that they don't want to see too much turnover. They just lost Reince Priebus, that he's going to go too. But my hope is that General Kelly, the new chief of staff who was in there for Priebus, I hope that he's going to understand that H.R. McMaster, these decisions that he's been making are outside of the chain of command. He's not going to Trump for any of this stuff. He's not going to Trump for any of these decisions he's making. He's making them unilaterally. And the last time I checked, 4 stars, which is what Kelly's had, was more than 3, which is what McMaster has.
Plus, he's the chief of staff. He's the chief of staff.
Right. And he's the chief of staff. So he outranks him in terms of that chain of command as well. But even in the military hierarchy, he doesn't outrank him. So I'm hoping that there's going to be a nucleus there where he understands that this guy is acting unilaterally, and that whether or not Kelly is essentially understanding of the deep state construct, the counter state, which is trying to block everything that Trump is doing, he's going to understand that this is someone that's acting outside of the purview of the president. And hopefully, if we can use, now, we can't use Facebook and Twitter to get information to the president, but we're going to be able to wait to use our encrypted communications, dead drops if we have to. We are going to get InfoWars Truth into the White House, into the president. We're going to get it to the senior staff. We're going to make sure they know that these people are coming for them, that they're making these decisions not in your best interest, not in the interest of the country or the administration. They're trying to curtail you. They're trying to stop the America First MAGA movement. And we're going to be doing everything we can to get that information to people that need it.
I don't know of a strong enough response in the information war to them openly saying, kill Trump, kill his family, overthrow him, major publications saying COG, coup the president. That's why they're running this Russian narrative to say, oh, we don't do impeachment, we just kill him. I mean, what should Trump do to Brennan and people like that on TV saying this? I mean, that's a clear and present danger right there. I mean, I just can't sit here and put up with this anymore.
Yeah, where is the special prosecutor for Brennan, for Rice? Where is the special prosecutor for any of these individuals that have been caught leaking and unmasking? Where is the special prosecutor for all of the abuses of the intelligence infrastructure, the intelligence community that we see now have come out starting in the Obama administration and now being carried on by the
whole? That's right. Briefly, what do you make of this swamp thing? I mean, isn't it perfect that the grand jury is being born out of the swamp?
Yeah, the grand jury, it's a joke. They're going to a grand jury. There's an old saying about grand juries that a grand jury would indict a ham sandwich if you wanted it to, because they only hear from one side. They only hear from the prosecution. This is being done as a witch hunt, and it's only being done because Mueller doesn't have any facts or evidence of his own. So he's going to say, well, I'm not indicting. The grand jury's indicting based on the evidence.
Sure, exactly, which is incredible. All right. Jack Posobiec, great job. Tell folks how they follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, my name is Jack, J-C-K-P-O-S-O-B-I-E-C. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. I'm there until I'm banned.
We're going to post your article from Medium.com. The White House staffers, if you like InfoWars, you're fired.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
And taking over this hour is Mike Cernovich, public enemy number one for traitors. Burrowed into our government, they want to keep selling us out to foreign multinational interests for their own selfish gain. But America is on fire with the spirit of liberty. And out of that fire comes the great awakening and the rise of the sleeping giant that will take us to the next level of human destiny, guided by the light God's eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, out of the swamp, we are seeing the birth now, ladies and gentlemen, of a grand jury from Mueller, the guy that protected the Clintons. It's an article on InfoWars.com from Dr. Jerome Corsi about the 2005 closed grand jury investigation of the Clintons' Mark Rich pardon scandal. James Comey was chief DOJ prosecutor in the case, both considered Clinton fixers at the time. That's up on InfoWars.com right now. I want to get out of here, so Cernovich has got a lot to cover, a lot to break down, but I just wanted to ask him. This is so transparent, and they're accelerating their fake investigation because they know Trump's irrevocably damaging their globalist takeover. They're trying to cover up the good economy. Since you were on giving us a prelude of what was coming up, we now learn that Eric Trump's Twitter linking Drudge with just jobs numbers was called extremist and banned. We've retweeted it at Real Alex Jones. I'm going to get Paul to tweet it. I hope you'll tweet it there at your great Twitter account. But
what,
I mean,
what happened there? I haven't heard that one yet.
Yes, they're just blocking, not letting you read what's in the body of the tweet, saying that it's sensitive, you know, it's bad. This tweet's not available because it includes potentially sensitive content.
Wow, that's on your Twitter account. I got to retweet that right now. It really goes to show why we have to show up in real time. We have to start protesting. We have to use more Alinsky-like tactics, even though we thought we didn't want to. We have to start showing up. We can't just talk about it on the internet anymore. We got to show up in a big way. Human intelligence. We got to get people everywhere all the time. There's not much time where people know me. Know that I'm not somebody who's a very frantic person. I'm always grounded. And I say that there is not much time, not only for America, but for Trump's life and for our own lives.
I totally agree. I mean, what does it signify to you to have Brennan and Clapper together on the stage saying, oh, no, Blitzer, we're not going to impeach. It's going to be the next month or two. We're going to remove him suddenly. And then to have our inside sources in Congress saying that a few days before. And then to have them all in the news saying, kill Trump. And then have Al Gore go, things aren't going well with Trump. He'll be out in a few months. Everybody needs to be calm. I mean, these people are crazy. And then they intend to declare the whole last election fraudulent, have federalized Homeland Security, have a new Soviet-style reign of terror with new elections. This is what the Democrats are going to do by being the party out of power and by people hating their globalism? Wow.
And not only that, but the grand jury is proof that there's no evidence of Russia collusion. Because Mueller is now expanding the probe into finances, whatever that means, completely unrelated to the election. Tax records, business records, anything Trump had done. The reason is that's proof. There is no Russia collusion. InfoWars did not collude with anybody. Mike Cernovich didn't collude with anybody. We didn't even collude with each other. We didn't even know each other until relatively recently. So not only were we not colluding with anybody in Russia, we weren't even colluding amongst
ourselves. We just don't like a bunch of foreign banks trying to make us poor, break down our borders, end free speech, and bring in authoritarianism. You know, we're normal Americans.
Yeah, regular Americans, so-called flyover state, the kind of people who talk directly to the working Americans who can't pay their bills, they have no hope, the opiate epidemic, the obesity epidemic, the spiritual bankruptcy. But so the grand jury thing is a very serious thing because it proves that Mueller's investigation is now unlawful and unconstitutional because it's exceeded his job. He was supposed to go after Russia. He cannot find anything about Russia, so now he's going to get a grand jury, and I'll tell you what's going to happen.
And by the way, they admit now it's finances, it's his family, it's his companies, it's the whole campaign, a huge dragnet, going and talking to people at Trump properties to harass them and hopefully find something. I mean, can you believe this?
Well, that's the whole point, because there was no Russia collusion. There is nothing. So what do they got?
By the way,
do?
You said this. You're a lawyer as well. You said this 3 months ago. So did Roger Stone. It's all happening exactly as we knew it would.
Yeah, yeah. No, we predicted this would happen. You can't find any actual evidence of collusion. So here's the way a grand jury subpoena works. You're not going to find anything, but they're going to try to set perjury traps with people. So they'll say, hey, Alex, what did you have for breakfast? And you'll say, well, I ate cereal. And they'll go, well, no, actually, you had eggs that morning. You have committed fraud. This is perjury. We're going to charge you for that. So
they have federal laws, lying to a federal officer, which isn't constitutional. But that's what they always get innocent people on.
And it could be immaterial, too. That's what a lot of people don't know.
And by the way, this entire Mueller group is Democrats. They gave 99.8% of their money to it. Two of them were fired by Trump.
Right. And the reason CNN won't have real lawyers on there to talk about these issues are because the truth is that if you lie to a federal agent or to a grand jury, even if it's accidental, even if it's not material, even if it's something about how many text messages did you get or how much money did you spend on lunch, something that has nothing to do with
the only answer to this is you twist and lie about everything. I'm not talking to you.
No, Lord, no. I've told people that repeatedly, that the only answer to a subpoena is, thank you, sir. Have a great day. Talk to my lawyer. Thank you. Have a great day. Talk to my lawyer. That's the only answer for anybody. The flip side to that, though.
And they're going to be, oh, be our friend. Come on, you're not the subject of this. No. Go destroy America on somebody else's time.
Well, you know, actually, we don't think there's anything about you, Alex, that is dangerous. We just have to clear this investigation. But if you don't talk to us, then we might actually think you're hiding something. So do you have something to hide? Come on, just talk to us. We're good friends. We'll have a cup of coffee, a Diet Coke, maybe a little barbecue. Wait, why are you hiding? Do you have something? That's how they play these mind games on people.
Yeah, you guys are hiding your criminal activity against this country.
Exactly.
Just keep pushing. Keep pushing.
Exactly. That's exactly. So talk to my lawyer, talk to my lawyer, talk to my lawyer, talk to my lawyer. The problem a lot of people are going to run into is that they are not wealthy enough to hire the kind of lawyers that you need for these investigations. The lawyers that you need for this kind of stuff, $500 to $750 an hour, $25,000 retainer, just for the grand jury subpoena to go in there and to make sure that they don't get you into a perjury trap. So there are a lot of people on the campaign who don't
that's what
have
they do. They're gonna fish for weak-minded people, just to, basically like they do with, you know, for fake informants, and just have a make-up crap. That and so Trump, what has Trump got to do now? Because the word is, it's not Sessions' fault. He's under pure mutiny. No one's following his orders. No one's following Trump's orders. It shows how scared they are that none of my articles or your articles get to Trump. They fear that more than anything, because Trump didn't even know that they talked about removing him from office until somebody talked to him two nights ago. He didn't even know they're openly calling for his death.
Right. The answer is you have to fire Mueller. Now, Mueller was appointed to investigate collusion in the election involving Russia. The grand jury.
He should have done it weeks ago, because now they got this bill where that supposedly can't do it. And he's got this stupid grand jury. I mean, that literally came out of the swamp. A big old fat alligator just spit this thing out.
Exactly. So you have to. There's no alternative now. It's life or death. He has to fire Mueller. What he should just do is do it all at 3 a.m.
I want fire Mueller indicted for all the stuff, and they'd be in a bag man for uranium.
Well, that's what Mueller would do if they had any integrity. The uranium deal.
This guy's a Clinton swamp thing.
The off the book. Well, yeah, he was a bag man for her, just like Comey was. The private server, Uma.
Oh, but Newsweek says he's this iconic truth detector, and they also say Trump's lazy, and they also say Hillary's the president.
Yeah, I like how they say Trump is lazy, and then they go, oh, my God, he's doing too much. He's too chaotic. You got to pick one. Either he's lazy.
Devastated the open border, devastated TPP, devastated the carbon tax, $4 trillion in the stock market, $400 billion in jobs, best jobs numbers in decades, fixing the VA, getting a good Supreme Court justice in, just laziness. Lazy, lazy, lazy.
Yeah, so Sunday night, he needs to, at 3 a.m, issue an executive order pardoning Julian Assange and offering him refuge in America. Fire McMaster, fire Mueller, fire Margaret Petterlein and Brian Hook in the State Department, and go for it from there.
By the way, I love how they have public affairs whining about you. And Cernovich keeps listing who our people are that are blocking all the Trump people. They even admit it, knowing Trump's not reading public affairs.
Yeah. That's what's amazing, too, is how I'm a journalist and I'm doing journalism, and they're going, well, do you think you're harassing people? Wait, you mean by writing them articles? How am I harassing anybody by truthfully reporting about what's going on in the halls of power? And why am I being attacked by other, you know, journalists when I'm the one doing journalism? I don't go after people and say, well, why are you writing?
Of course, they're not journalists. I'm going to let you take over here. Let's get this break. See, more time. What about Cy Hirsch coming out going, okay, yeah, Seth Rich is the guy. I've talked to the FBI. I've talked to Homeland Security. Seth Rich is the leaker. They all know it. It's all true. I mean, that's Cy Hirsch.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been following the Seth Rich stuff closely because so many other people are looking into it, but nothing about that case would surprise me. Some people claim that he was with one of the Awan brothers near around the time that he was murdered. I don't know about that either. There are a lot of great people looking into it, though. But with Seth Rich, I'm being very cautious because I've been told that there are a lot of people feeding fake news, kind of the same thing that with Pizzagate. They're taking an investigation of one thing, and they're seeding in false information in an effort to try to trip us up again. So with Seth Rich, I'm keeping my distance a little bit because I do know that deep state operatives are.
I agree. But he was shot in the back, so it's okay to report on it. We've got this thing where media tells us not to. Before you take over, because I didn't do this last hour briefly, we're going to skip this break, guys. The globalists are absolutely after us, and we're winning. We're having a great effect, but we need financial support. We make it easy. The very best water filtration systems. John Oliver may make jokes about that, but the water is completely toxic in most areas. We have systems to take all the trash out and are the very best out there at a very low price. We have nutraceuticals like colloidal silver that are amazing and our bone broth formula Caveman, now in strawberry flavor as well. We're running the 1776 specials that make it so easy to support the InfoWar today. BrainForce, our nootropic, never done this before. 1776, 55% off retail. Survival Shield X2, we normally discounted as $19.95. It's 55% off retail, $17.76. Now you know why it's a 1776 special. Secret 12, 1776. Oil of oregano, 1776. Biotrue Selenium, that goes great with the iodine. The Secret 12 as well, 1776. Introducing Super Blue mouthwash with colloidal silver, concentrated, very powerful, big old bottle of it. It's 1776, 11% off. A lot of the stuff's 55% off. The John Oliver Challenge, chocolate or strawberry caveman, true paleo bone broth formula. That is 30% off, 50% off all silver products. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, share the articles, share the videos by hand, by email. Sign up for the InfoWars Insider. Very hard for them to censor our email, getting emails to you. Thank you for your hopes, your prayers. We're in this together. But this is like sudden death overtime right now. They're moving against free speech. They're moving against the president. They're moving against the economy, openly trying to shut down the economy. It is such an incredible time to be alive. So please support myself, Mike Cernovich, all the other great people we have on. It's a good feeling to know that there's a Rand Paul and a Mike Cernovich and a Matt Drudge and so many other great people out there. It's so good to know Hannity's getting hardcore and Limbaugh's getting hardcore. And we have radicalized as Media Matters in the Democrat sphere, but we're not the radical ones. They're saying kill everybody, murder everybody, overthrow, kill cops, bankrupt the economy, kill Trump. And we're saying, no, you're radical, you're evil, we're going to stop you. Now, that sounds radical. It is radical because we're responding to them. But now we've mainlined all this, okay? Their attack is over the top. They hope it's over the top that we're not willing to respond to it because it sounds crazy. That's done. The gloves are off. We're going to go on to the end. They want to break our will. They got fake polls out that Trump's down, just like in the campaign. It's all fake. The bots and the algorithms and the AI show, that's not true. He's not as popular as he was on Inauguration Day. He's lost a few points. He's only at like 60% right now. The enemy wants to just peck everybody into submission, so we all deny Trump. And then we deny our own free speech. We deny American revival. We deny the economy. That's why they don't want the job numbers out there. Spread the news today. The polls are fake. The economy's coming back. Support InfoWars, InfoWarsStore.com. 1776 special is the new special. Mike Cernovich, thanks for coming on, and thanks for letting me have part of your time. A great job breaking all the McMaster news. You have been the trailblazer.
Well, no, it's always a pleasure, Alex. And there's so much going on now, and that is why the support of the people is so important. We need to, you know, again, maybe I'll call you later today or talk this out, but we need to get some kind of event held, flash mob showing up at the corporate headquarters, every Google office, letting them know that we're not going to let them shut down the Alex Jones YouTube channel. I tried to find your live stream, actually. Let me tell you this while you're still here. I had to start my own YouTube live stream. Because I tried to find the link to yours on YouTube, and it was hidden from your YouTube page. So I don't know if that's just a glitch, or maybe I didn't know.
No, it's happening everywhere. Most people tell us they can't even find our Periscope feed. So everyone listening, please grab our feeds. I should put out like a public HD feed or something for folks that want to get it just for restreaming. And everyone, please restream everything we've got. Please, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, because I couldn't find it. I wanted to share the link and post it to my Twitter whenever I go live. And I was like, wait a minute, you know, I can't find the link. I was on your page and I was clicking
on the videos.
It's
worse than that. YouTube banned us from putting out our own stream 2 weeks ago with a community guideline strike for talking about Sandy Hook.
Oh, wow. So you're not even allowed to live stream on YouTube now?
No, not on that. No.
Oh, wow.
Not on that channel. Well, then,
wow. Okay. So, yeah, I wasn't
aware. It's beyond. It's beyond. And they said, you will not say Sandy Hook.
Wow.
Just like Trump Jr. Cannot even put out the jobs numbers. It's just not allowed.
Wow, that explains it, because those live streams that do 10 or 20,000 views all the time, those would do big numbers, and sometimes, you know, 50,000. live.
Well, our Facebook does like 200. Well, exactly. And we put out the live one, which they then try to claim copyrights on. So we always kill that and put out an edited down one because they'll even claim commercial music, you know, that some company runs for Chevy. You know, oh, that's our music from the Chevy ad. And they'll hit us. So what we do is we have to put out another stream with the ads cut out before the bots go back over. And so our regular one gets about 100,000. It's just one of our little feeds. And then you're right, the repost gets about 20,000. And so they're shutting it all down.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, your YouTube, the YouTube Live, I remember because I'd watch the things. It would be 10 to 20,000 simultaneous viewers just on the one YouTube stream. 10 or 20,000 so people all watching simultaneously. And they just killed that.
Yeah, they said for punishment. I'm going to have to show people the email. Wow. They said for punishment. And they even told us specifically, you're not to talk about Sandy Hook. I can't even come on and say, like I told Megyn Kelly, I think it happened. They want to just misrepresent what I said, put a straw man out, and then not let me even respond.
Wow.
In fact, they'll probably ban my channel just for even saying it. I have no free speech on YouTube now. They've officially told me.
Dude, that is actually insane. That makes total sense, and that explains why.
Well, you got the document 3 months ago where they hired a company for millions to delist us.
Man, well, that's devastating, though. So now you can't live stream, and now they want to make it so people can't even find your videos. That you're going to be put in some kind of ghetto or something.
Well, what I'm telling everybody is this:
this is really bad.
Start a new YouTube channel, grab our feed from Infowars.com/show, and then just restream it, folks. Don't let them stop you.
Yeah, that's actually the way to do it. That's why I did the live stream right now is. I figured, well, if I couldn't do it, if Alex doesn't have a link.
Please, Mike, we think exactly the same. In fact, I meant to call you a few weeks ago about this and ask you to put out our streams until I guess they ban you. I don't care who does it. I don't care about the – just like you, monetization means I just want to be able to defeat them. They're openly planning the murder of the president.
Yeah, there's actually a channel on YouTube that gets more videos than I get. And all they do is they take my videos with you and my Periscopes and they upload them. And I'm like, good. I hope you monetize.
Then tell them, pick up the live stream. I want everybody streaming the show.
Okay. Yeah, then we got to figure something out. Then this is bad, Al. This is why they want to. There's a military coup. You talked about that letter, right, from 50 Democrats in Congress said that the military should disobey Trump and not listen to him.
I saw that. It's just all. Yeah, tell folks about that.
Okay, yeah, so I just saw this myself now. There was a letter, again, from the Senate. This is the very top of my Twitter feed now. I just tweeted it. 50-plus House Democrats are urging the Secretary of Defense and the Joint Chief of Staff not to comply with Trump's transgender troops ban. This is they're telling them to ignore it. This is, your production team can find the letter. It's right on my Twitter.
That's total mutiny, which has already happened. The deep state already is in mutiny and already created their own shadow government. Now they're bringing it out with PR things like this to set the precedent for the public rollout.
Yeah, you can read the letter. They're telling the Secretary of Defense to commit a coup. This is a coup. The Trump is the commander in chief. Love him or hate him, vote him out. But you can't tell them to disobey a lawful and direct order. That is a crime.
And by the way, we've gone from don't ask, go tell a few years ago to making them wear red high heels in the army and saying we're going to have battle trannies. It's meant to destroy the military as robots come in 5 years to replace the troops. And this ties into the Breitbart article, H.R. McMaster fired National Security Council official for pinning memo on globalists, how they've created a new deep state with the Muslims using a Maoist insurgency model of a state within a state to then move forward with the overthrow of the president. And because he exposed basically what the master is planning, they had him fired.
Yeah, the guy, that memo is genius, that Rich Higgins guy.
I want him on. I want Rich Higgins on.
Yeah, we should find a way to get a hold of him because I found an interview with him at the Daily Caller from, I think, 2015. And his interview only has something like 500 views on the Daily Caller. He needs a nationwide big platform. This guy's.
You know what? I'm offering him a radio show right now, syndicated. We're looking at people. I'm going to offer him cash on the table. I mean, we need patriots like this, veterans like this, that get it on air fighting. Quite frankly, if they can be ready to take us out, the true leadership is training your replacements.
Well, he would be great for the war room. You know, we wanted to do this big, like, five-person show like Fox and Friends, but instead of being boring, talk about, you know, insightful kind of information.
And it's
like
going to be you, Stone, and Owen Schroyer now, but I agree we need more people in the war room. We need to hire this guy. He's been fired out of the White House and out of the Pentagon for telling the truth. We need him at the InfoWar. It's not a stigma working with us, folks. It's a badge of honor. I'm going to shut up and let Cernovich take over right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. But when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
Welcome back. Mike Cernovich here with the fourth hour, Real Alex Jones. We got a lot to talk about today. As you may or may not have known, I launched a big new site called McMasterLeaks.com and McMasterFacts.com. And what this is going to offer is sort of a clearinghouse about all the information about McMaster that the media doesn't want people to know about. And I've already gotten a lot of calls about that website. CNN called me about it. The Anti-Defamation League has now accused me of anti-Semitism. Because if you look at the image on McMasterFacts.com, you can see that I, you know, have George Soros up there, and they're saying, well, that's like a code word for anti-Semitism, because me, like, when do I ever hide what I have to think? When does anybody ever accuse Mike Cernovich of not sharing his opinion? If I didn't like some group of people, I would just say I didn't like them. What are they going to do? You know, they already try to ban me and frame me for things I don't even do. So they've said by having Soros as a puppet for McMaster and Petraeus, and then, of course, I have the Saudis as the puppet for Soros, then this is some kind of weird code or whatever. So I think it's interesting, but the site has been a really big success. I've been asked about it by every major news outlet. Newsweek is doing a report on it. CNN is doing a big report on it. And, of course, I'm the bad guy, right? They're calling it a harassment website. I'm not kidding you. You can't make this kind of stuff up. They are saying that Mike Cernovich, a journalist working out of his home in Southern California, who hangs out with his 8-month-old daughter with an iPhone and a laptop, is bullying H.R. McMaster, the national security advisor. The national security advisor is afraid of me exposing him, and let's tell you why he's afraid of me. He's afraid of me because it's been reported now, so I can say it, he has a major alcohol problem. With every meal, 2 martinis, full bottle of wine, sometimes 2 bottles of wine. He really likes California red wine. So if you want to, you know, cozy up to McMaster, who knows what kind of services you can get out of him if you bring him some California red. Now, granted, I enjoy a glass or two of wine a night myself, so I'm not judging. Well, I am. 2 martinis and 1 or 2 bottles of wine is a lot of booze. I mean, let's just be honest. If you're taking down 2 vodka martinis and 1 or 2 bottles of wine, that's a lot of booze. That isn't a few, you know, glasses of wine.
That's going to put you in bed at night.
Yeah, exactly, right? That's a real, real tranquilizer. And the bigger issue is that he is entrusted with all of our national security secrets. So is he getting drunk and running his mouth? Well, as a matter of fact, he was. Again, this is all being reported. Or it should be. I don't know. I maybe just spooked somebody. I never know. Because I know so much going on that I'm always, you know, holding back because I don't know if I'm scooping people. But he gets really drunk and will insult and denigrate Trump around anybody who will listen. This is his MO. He's a total boozer, total partier, which is, again, fine. You know, but if you want to be the national security advisor, that can't be allowed.
Because he gets patted on the head in D.C. I mean, he is a true loser, a true nobody, a true pawn of Petraeus.
Yeah, and there's a lot of rumors, too, that he's engaging in activities with a colleague that shouldn't be happening. They were seen sharing a dessert with dinner, so we don't know quite fully what's going on there, but I've heard a lot of rumors, which again could be a national security threat because that could make him subject to blackmail. So we know he's a hard partier, a big boozer, likes to share desserts with a certain female colleague. He, you know, they're spooning each other, you know, the lava cake or whatever. And we know that he likes to bash Trump. So this is why CNN is going after me and the deep state is going after me. They're saying, oh, Cernovich is an anti-Semite for having George Soros as a puppet of the Saudis. But wait a minute. McMaster has said that if you're Jewish and you're pro-Israel, you cannot go to Israel because he said that you can't trust Jews who visit Israel. They might be a top security clearance risk because maybe there's...
By the way, Israel has officially listed Soros as a threat.
Exactly. Yeah. Soros is anti-Israel. That's the whole point. But Soros is deep state, and deep state is now targeting Israel and targeting anybody who is pro-Israel. And that's what McMaster has been doing.
And that's because they've merged with the Islamic group. That's what's in this memo that McMaster fired the guy over.
Exactly. I mean, Rich Higgins, that thing was a work of genius. You know, and Rosie Gray of The Atlantic got the scoop. You know, I was even told her I was very, because she was interviewing me today for something. And I even said, like, I don't get jealous often. I'm glad that she got that scoop. But I wish I'd had that because that memo was powerful stuff. I would have, you know, I really would have wanted to share that. But I'm glad it got out through a mainstream outlet because then it really went through. Right. So speaking of Rich Higgins, there's an article I sent to the great production team. I have been listed along with the Ayatollah Khomeini as a threat to the Jewish people. You cannot make this up. The Jewish Forward Daily publication has listed people who are a threat to Jews, and they're putting me in the same group as the Ayatollah Khomeini. How does that make any sense, right? I don't even hardly talk about Zionism or anything. It isn't an issue I even talk about that much. But it's McMaster who is actually purging the NSC of all the Jewish people. And it's McMaster who is discriminating against pro-Israeli Jews and telling them that you can't be here. So I am now on another hit list by an anti-defamation lefting organization. And the article, the Forward Magazine article says, 19 people or 18 people, Jews should worry about more than Linda Sarsar. I mean, seriously, think about that. They are now actively...
The Forward is literally now a PLO front.
Yeah. They're advocating for her and saying people like...
She called for jihad. The overthrow of Israel has family in prison in Israel. Literally is funded by Soros, the Nazi. And then here's the Forward. These 20... In fact, print me that article. I saw that this morning. The 20... Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I thought it was a joke. I didn't know that was a real publication. I thought it was like The Onion or something. And then friends of mine were like, no, that's actually a real publication. I thought it was The Onion. Because
No. The Forward is the biggest Jewish publication in the U.S.
Is it really? Okay, yeah, I thought it was a satire site. Because they list me along with...
Well, it pretty much is now. They call Trump anti-Semitic.
Yeah, Bannon was on there. Sebastian Gorka was on there. Several Jewish people are on that
list. I'm in there all the time.
And they're defending Linda Sarsar, who supports female genital mutilation, supports terrorism against Israel, views Israel as a segregated state and an unlawful occupier. And I thought
that's hilarious. God. You're on the list. That's hilarious. Next to the Ayatollah.
Yeah, right. That's why I thought it was a prank. I didn't think it was actually a real website. I go, what Ayatollah Khomeini. To me, that was where, you know, when you troll, you have to be subtle, because if you troll too much, you give it away. And when they put me above the Ayatollah Khomeini, I go, oh, God, this is like a prank website or something like that. And apparently it's a real website.
Well, here's the good news. I know I said I was going, but I'm always sitting here and listen. What they seem strong in some ways, weak in others, but they're freaking out, openly calling for coups, trying to have this fake swamp birth of this grand jury right out of the swamp. They're not even trying to hide it. Where does this go then? I mean, how are the globalists doing right now?
Well, they're hurting, because that's why they're attacking us so violently and going after us so viciously. Because if they were winning, they would just leave us alone, right? If we were just random nobodies, if we weren't important people.
But I mean, they literally in Bloomberg and AP admit they fear you particularly and your sources. They hate us. They have a whole new Comedy Central show that's going to air 5 nights a week about me. Misrepresenting who I am. Trevor Noah has a new show a couple of days that they announced coming out about me. It's been in production for weeks. They spent 3 weeks on this John Oliver piece. I mean, what the
Well, and who do you think is funding that? The deep state, as you know, Operation Mockingbird, the CIA are the ones funding all of this.
Exactly, but production. It's so surreal. Don't they get the Streisand effect or the Sex Pistols effect that they're trying to make us the dirty, evil devil that no one's allowed to look at? And then all it does is make us more avant-garde. I get so many, just like you do, the high fives now are like, I can't even walk down the street now. Every race, color, creed, high fives. Every 100th person says, screw you, Russian, hope you die. You know, but I mean, it's not working is what I'm saying.
Well, that's because most people fold. Most people don't know that as long as all eyes are on you, once you have all eyes on you, it doesn't mean what they've said about you. You now dictate the narrative. And that is why, to her credit, Abby, I think, Alzheimer, Washington Post. I go, wow, this is actually a real article about Alex Jones and me. Now, sure, they call us conspiracy theorists or whatever. Whatever. People.
But they had to admit that we kept breaking stories.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, holy cow, you know, I got it. Honest journalism in the Washington Post about us. And then New York Times did an honest article on Stephen Molyneux and Paul Joseph Watson about how YouTube is a new talk radio. And so even the people who are, you know, younger and cover this stuff are starting to understand it. And that is, again, why they want to get us all banned and shut down from.
Oh, you told me this when we first, you know, started talking on the phone like a year ago. But I've run into it now where big reporters for big publications go, listen, I know a lot of what you say is true. I hate it. They rewrite it. Believe me, we try to make it comical as a joke on the old guys that run this. So a lot of times we see these articles that sound like a joke. It's because they're actually sabotaging it for us because they feel bad.
Yeah, they don't. Most of the people that I'm meeting, the under 30 people, I'm actually optimistic about Journalism America, the under 30, under 35 people, because a lot of them, they want to do real stories. They're tired of going through Twitter and finding a tweet and going, oh, my God, do a big story on what they find on Reddit or what they find, you know, on Twitter or something. They want to actually do human interest stuff, talk to people, see how people work, meet their family, find out if people are conflicted, find out the pros and cons. They want to do the really deep kind of rich look into people in the media, the people under 35. They're bored with
Well, let's expand on that, though. When they came up with the New York Times article a few months ago, a big cover story about how dangerous InfoWars, how big we are, a bunch of censorship started. They pulled some of our advertising. The same thing with this thing about talk radio and you and Paul and Molyneux dominating and all this. Then it's like they're targeting us. But it's this weird paradox where they admit we're huge and popular, but then they try to censor us while they then try to create the straw man that we are. And that is beyond cheating. Again, even the New York Times admits that YouTube is using algorithms to block us. What, they even admit they're censoring us and that we're rock stars. And I want the audience to know it's not about me being a cool rock star. They're trying to kill me. They're coming after everybody. So this is a death battle. They're trying to kill the Prez. If they get him, believe me, I'm next. Believe me, Rand Paul's next. Believe me, Matt Drudge is next. Believe me, Mike Cernovich is next. I mean, believe me, Michael Savage is that we're. This is not a game, people. This is not a game. They're coming after us. They're scum. Have you been to an Antifa event? Sorry, Cernovich. Skip this break.
No, stay on. I mean, it's always more fun, but because
I know you invite me on. I just can't. It's so real. Don't people get this? Isn't a game.
Well, they're getting it. People are starting to get it. I mean,
they're funding the most radical Muslims on purpose to murder Christians en masse.
Well, they're murdering Jews now too, which is what I don't understand, right? Where they're supporting people like Linda Sarsar, who supports Palestinian terrorism against Jews, and I'm thinking, you're worried about a Ben Garrison, the most inoffensive guy that you'll ever meet, the nicest guy in the world. He was really, like, hurt. He was like, well, wait a minute, I don't understand why they're even doing this. And I go, well, Ben, you're not used to...
You're important, Ben. You're the voice. You are the modern Paul Revere of editorial cartoons, and they want to scare you and ruin your life.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be remembered as maybe the greatest political cartoonist in world history, certainly U.S. history. He's already the greatest of our generation. And they realize the value of culture and art. That's why they're so triggered by that McMaster Facts website. That's why I commissioned. And again, we are, you know, listener supported, viewer supported. All that money goes back out. I paid Ben Garrison to do that cartoon. I didn't say, oh, Ben, you know, you're a friend of mine. Cut me a break. I said, I love Ben Garrison. I want to support your work. I funded all kinds of, you know, works from him, original commissions. So the money that comes in from the people, that goes right back out to the community. Because we have to fund...
And by the way, I've said this, I haven't done it because everybody's so busy. I want to call him today. I want to partner with him in the store, fund our operation, fund him, and think big and sell all his posters, sell his work. I talked about that months ago. We need to do that. The audience needs to then celebrate his art, hang it in their homes, hang it in their businesses. This is a culture war, and the globalists want to control the art and the culture. We must not let them control it. And everybody should go to Ben Garrison's site and buy his material because he took a pay cut getting kicked off major newspapers when he started backing Trump.
Yeah, he has the book in the InfoWarsStore.com, the 2016 presidential collection. I actually have that book myself. I bought it. It's good. And that's why people always say, how can you support what we do? And I go to just go to InfoWarsStore.com, 1776 sale going on right now. Some of the best products.
But let's talk about how we support you because, you know, people attack you because you're so successful. They hate it. And then they bitch and complain that you do fundraisers and then change the world with it. But I want you to come out with some products, some T-shirts. I was even saying you need some supplements. You were already on it developing a really good one. So, again, I want competition. I want wealth. I want success. I want to take over the globalist system, defeat it, turn America back on in the Renaissance because I want the life extension technology that comes out of a Renaissance. I want the big, nice roads and the big, nice hotels and the golf courses and the culture and the churches and the goodness and the wealth and the success. And I want it now. I don't want Islam ruling my life. I don't want a bunch of devil worshiping liberals obsessed with my kids sexualizing them, and they want a war. They've got one,
and that's the problem, and that's what they do all the time. Is they want to take over art, culture, and they want to make it debased. So the CIA, of course, had funded the modern art movement, the debased modern art that we have now. That was a CIA operation, but it's a conspiracy theory, everything.
That's declassified thing.
I don't know if you got this message, but I've been in touch with, I won't name who it is, a very, very, very big-time big time author wants to do a book with you. You know, we have so much to talk about.
I missed the message. I can't even keep track of it anymore. I want to do it too.
Just catch up with it. It would be like the history according to Alex Jones, and then show how everything you said was actually proven later on as right, and have everything documented and everything.
By the way, that's why they're attacking us and misrepresenting what we said with straw men, is because they're scared that everything you've been saying is documented, what I've been saying is coming true. It isn't that they just reported now gay frogs are real. I was reading scientific reports 20 years ago. But again, people are like, wow, it just came true. It's in the newspaper. No, we're winning. They can't hold it back anymore. Let me ask you this. Skip the break, guys. How are they going to have a deep state coup, which they admit they're doing, killing the president, and then not get caught? People say, why are they being public? Coups are supposed to be secret. No, they plan on doing it like they're heroes. They're never going to get away with this, Cernovich. If they kill Trump, I believe it makes our movement even more powerful. I hope they don't, though. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, that's what they don't understand, is they're not used to people actually standing up to them and not giving in. They're used to you go after somebody like they're going after Scaramucci. Right. They're really trying to attack him because he's a charismatic voice for freedom, for entrepreneurialism, even though I don't agree with
him.
And then
he shuts up and goes away. No, he needs to be more public.
That's what I've told him, actually. I said, look, Mooch, you got to do your press conferences right now. You're the hottest thing. And I say that, too. This is what a lot of people don't realize. Mooch, it likes Dinah Habib Powell. He likes McMaster. But you don't have to agree with everything that I say. That's the thing. I want diversity.
That's the problem. Mooch is smart but didn't get that the swamp guys were smiling to his face but slitting his throat, because we know McMaster went directly to Trump and said, you must get rid of Mooch.
Jared actually did that. This hasn't been reported. I'll just break all my news. I mean, I have stories piled up. I don't have time to write. I'm going to have to hire a full-time writer just to tell him my stories, to write him up. No, it was actually Jared who got Mooch fired.
I know, he was a big
Mooch
part of it.
Know this. Yeah, Mooch didn't know it. It was Jared himself who conspired to get Mooch fired. They only brought him in because...
Now, you're usually a defender of Kushner, or somewhat. Wow, go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, Roger had mentioned that Mooch was brought in to take out rents. Now, that is right, but Mooch didn't know that. Mooch thought he was coming in to be the communications director, and I broke that story, of course, with the Mooch memo, where his whole communication strategy was laid out. I broke that story. Every news outlet in the world covered it, and to their credit, they credited me for having the memo. So I actually had Mooch's full communication strategy. So Roger Stone is absolutely right. Mooch was brought in to take out Rince Priebus, but that's not what Mooch thought. Mooch thought he was going in there to completely change. It was a wish list of you, Alex, everything that we've talked about he was going to do. Fill a content void. Run the White House like a news network. Create their own content. Do GoPros. Do live. Everything that you and I, he was the savior of White House communications.
Trump would have totally won for sure with this strategy.
Oh, the Russia stuff would be over. 2 weeks with Mooch, and we wouldn't be talking about Russia anymore. 2 weeks with Mooch, and we'd be talking about whatever.
And as you know, he was on fire, too, behind the scenes.
Yeah, and he has remarkable charisma. He's an entrepreneur. And again, the broader point is, I don't agree with him on a lot of things, but I'm
but
not
he was going to magnify the president. So here's the $85 trillion deal. How do we get that strategy memo back to the president, and who is going to carry that ball now? Who is good? Who is left up there?
There, nobody has what Mooch has. He has the it factor. He has the X factor. Nobody can do Mooch except maybe somebody like you or, you know, somebody like me, but we have to run our own media stuff out here. Somebody like Laura Ingraham, there's nobody, though. Stephen Miller did a great job. So maybe Stephen Miller, Sarah Huckabee, bring in somebody from One American News Network, maybe a former executive. Mooch was going to bring in Bob Shine, who was at Fox News. They need to bring in somebody and say, how are we going to get the Awan brothers story out?
They need to bring in production. They need to bring in news editors. They need to bring in people that have news brains and understand the attack we're looking at. Because Trump knows how to instinctively tackle it, but he can't tackle it all. He's got to have a cadre of people around him.
Well, I mean, you can't keep up with everything. I didn't even know about that military coup letter sent by the Democrats. I didn't know about that, and I live news, right? I'm practically plugged in.
And as we move towards their attempted coup, why are they saying the next month or two, and now we're 2 weeks in, that they're going to do their coup? I mean, are they trying to, like, get Trump to move against them, or what's going on?
Well, they're trying to scare away anybody who's fighting back. That's what this grand jury is.
That's it. They're acting big. They're acting bad. They're acting like Trump's on his way out. That's why we need these congressional hearings on, keep going, sorry.
No, I mean, that's what they're trying to, that's why they got rid of Rich Higgins and Ezra Cohen and Derek Harvey. They're sending a message. They go, it doesn't matter if you're a decorated war veteran, as Derek Harvey was. Doesn't matter if you're an expert on the Middle East. It doesn't matter if you're an expert on national security. We're going to take out everybody. So you worms watching, you scum and flyover country that we hate and we loathe and we want to destroy your families and get your children sold into prostitution and get you hooked on drugs. You worms better know your place. We are the deep state. We are taking control. We are going to enslave all of you and all of your family. We will send a message to you right now that if we can take out Mooch, if we can take out Trump, we can take out any of you. That's what this is ultimately about. It is declaring martial law, declaring war on Americans.
Wow. Absolutely. Keep ranting, Cernovich.
It's very, very important, Alex, for people to recognize that and to listen at home, because people don't get what is at stake anymore. I tell people, go back to me from 15 years. I never even cared. All I cared about 5 years ago was going to pool parties in Las Vegas. I thought, why would anybody care about politics? Why would any of this matter? I'm just going to hang out with, you know, nice people at pool parties and have fun and listen to house music and everything. I didn't care about it. It was all dumb. It was all pointless. But then I realized that the deep state and Soros and Petraeus and McMaster, they want terrorism in America because that is how they control people. So if you're like me and you want to go to art museums and art exhibits and just enjoy your life, you can't anymore. You can't just live your life in America.
Because the drawbridge is getting blown open and a bunch of globalists are coming in and openly announcing they're going to enslave you and openly announcing they're going to make you bow to radical Islam and leftism. Exactly. You're just a normal guy, but you see a conquering army coming against you and you've gotten in your gun emplacement and have been blowing the hell out of them in the info war. And that's what they better understand. The producers in this country of every race, color, and creed have been pushed too far. And you can call me whatever wave or you another wave. There are even bigger waves than Trump and us coming. And I hope the globalists understand that.
Well, they don't yet. And that's what they don't get, because they come after me not realizing I never started off as a journalist. I was a mindset guy.
How much more energy do you get when they threaten you or come after you?
Well, exactly. That's the problem. And I have a whole army of people under me. I wrote the book Guerrilla Mindset, which is all about how you should enjoy challenges of life and what an incredible opportunity is. I actually had a guy from the New York Times say, how do you handle with the stress of all these?
Oh, listen, if I walked into some alley and they said, Jones, that's it for what you did, you're dead. Government ops started to shoot me out. As they were shooting me, I'd say, I am so victorious. I'm a man like my ancestors. I hurt these people so bad they've had to kill me. I am a winner. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
You'll be remembered like Achilles. You'll be remembered through the ages. And that's what I told him. I go, look, man, I go, you guys don't get it yet. I don't want to be in your little club. I don't want to be in your little party. I don't want to be clinging glasses. I don't care if you call me a conspiracy theorist or whatever. I don't care. I'm a mindset guy.
Because you've already arrived being a person that loves freedom. They are little followers looking to be fulfilled so that they want to dominate us to be fulfilled, because they'll never be fulfilled. We are fulfilled, and the journey of defeating them is the fulfillment.
Yes, the journey is the rush. They're attacking you and you're thinking, I'm on target. They're attacking you and thinking, what an amazing opportunity that I have to live the life of servant leadership, which is what we've learned in all the great religions, from Buddhism to Christianity to Islam before it was corrupted by the jihadists to Judaism. We have an opportunity to serve millions of people, and every time they attack us, we are actually acting as
servant leaders. And quite frankly, from a selfish perspective, we get even stronger. And it is incredible. Cernovich, incredible job, my friend. All right, Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock. I love you all. A lot of weekend transmissions coming up. Everybody follow Cernovich on his Twitter and me on Real Alex Jones. Please, it's a war. They're trying to censor us. You are the power. You are the resistance. Thank you all for your support.
Radio Network.